This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruchim Habayim, welcome everyone. We continue Mishnah Yomis. We're learning with Sechah Soita, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey and Vav. Almahi Oimeres, Amen, Amen. On what does a Soita swear and accept upon herself when she says Amen, Amen? Amen ala Allah. Amen, she says, on what the kohen says to her, Hashem should make you la'ala u'la'shvua b'seich amech. Amen al ha'shvua, amen on the shvua, on what the kohen says, imloy shachav ish oisach. Amen me'ish zeh, amen if she was nitma'a from this man, amen me'ish achar, amen from someone else. Amen shaloy satisi arusa, amen if I did not stray as an arusa, when I was an arusa to you before nesun unesua, v'shoy meras yavim uknusa, meaning if she was his yavama, and he took her in, his miyavim her, and then he warned her, she says amen that I did not stray when I was a shemeras yavim before the yavam, and after the yavam. Amen, shaloy nit meisi, v'im nit meisi yavayubi. Amen that I did not become tamei, and if I became tamei, all these curses should come to me. Some explain that this piska is an explanation for what we learned earlier. Amen al ha'ala, amen al ha'shva. Ramer says, amen shalai nitmesi, amen shalai etame. Not only does she say amen that she did not become tame, but she says amen that she will not become tame in the future. Hakol, Mishnah Vav. Hakol shavim, both the Chacham and Ramer agree. She'enoi masna ima, that the Baal does not stipulate with his wife to be malagleg a shvua, to be megalgal a shvua, loy al hakoidim shetasaris, not before she had erison, that she was not mezana before erison, v'loy al meyachar shetasgarsha, not after she was divorced. Nistara la'achar v'nitmeis, if let's say she went into seclusion with someone, and she was mezana after gerushin, v'achar kachazir, and then the husband took her back, and he warned her, and she went to seclusion, and he gave her the shvua, lo hayamasna ima. It was not megalga on her a shvua that she was not mezana when she was divorced before he took her back, because on this kind of znus she doesn't come aser. So in other words, everybody agrees that he's not masna with her, not on before the erusin, not on after the erusin. If she went into seclusion and she was nitmeis and then he took her back, that he's not masna on that. Zeha klal, here's the rule. Kol shatibav lo hayasa asur lo, anytime if she would have relations, she would not be asur to him. Lo hayasa masna ima. There was no t'nai about that he is warning her and making her swear about that time frame. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.